Not much at all, Celine. We know about as much as what you've just told the listeners. But what I do know is that the Vice-Chancellor and the University have been involved in the process of strengthening the campuses of Monash University for the last couple of years, a program called Campus Enhancement. And I find it difficult to believe that the Vice-Chancellor, as an honourable man, would be taking us away from that path that's been decided by University Council to actually strengthen the Gippsland campus as a campus of Monash University.
Is it a shock? Is it any shock at all that Monash would be pulling out of this and Ballarat would be taking over? We're all seemingly surprised by this move today, but would you say that people would be shocked about it?
Well, of course we'd be shocked, because that would mean that we've been entirely misled over the last 12 months in particular, where the staff and the students of the Gippsland campus have been part of a process to enhance the campus and indeed improve it and try to grow the numbers of students at the campus under the auspices of Monash University. So if there's any credence to these rumours, then it would indeed be shocking to think that we could not trust the word of the Vice-Chancellor of Monash University.
Have there been any University of Ballarat staff or officials at the university at Monash in Churchill, to your knowledge, Dan Jordan?
Yes. Well, I should say one of their cars has been there. Whether that means that there were indeed people from Ballarat University in the vehicle and in attendance at the campus, I really don't know.
When was this?
Yesterday.
So there was a University of Ballarat car at the Monash University campus yesterday. So draw what you will from that observation. You have a new Pro-Vice-Chancellor there at the Monash University Gippsland. What has he told staff and the student union prior to the announcement today? Have there been assurances at all that it would stay a Monash campus?
Not to my knowledge. We haven't had the opportunity to actually catch up with Professor Pollard, the new Pro-Vice-Chancellor. So the president of the student union has spoken to him briefly just about our particular services on the campus. But to my knowledge, he has given no indication about any changes. So again, I come back to the point that it's hard to believe that this would be actually happening, given Monash's public assurances and public stance, and indeed the time, the effort, and the money and the resources that have been put into the campus enhancement project.